I would say my pasta with seafood is worth travelling for. But unless you happen to be a very good friend or neighbour of mine, or maybe my boss, you're not likely to get to find that out. Because I'm not inviting you around my house for dinner. I don't do stuff like that. I'll leave that to the professionals. Because that's what restaurants are for, isn't it? Well, maybe the people opposite me are going to argue about that slightly. Because they do put on their own underground restaurants. I mean, I've been reading about this. I haven't yet been to one. Maybe I'll get invited now, because in front of us are Miss Marmite Lover, who runs an underground restaurant up Kilburn Way, and then Horton Jupiter from The Secret Ingredient in Newington Green. Welcome, both of you, to BBC London.
You're invited any time.
Oh, thank you very, very much. How did it start for you guys? I mean, where, I know the idea, people talk about Cuba, and I have been to one of these in Havana,
yeah,
but I can understand that. It's a third world country with no restaurants. You know, it doesn't have the infrastructure of all of that, so it makes sense. Here, there's hundreds of restaurants you can go to.
True, London is one of the world centres for restaurants. But there's a huge price gap between chain restaurants, fast food and high-end good food.
Yep.
And I think we're sort of filling that gap, really. And it's a different experience anyway from a normal restaurant. It's much more intimate, you're in someone's house. It's kind of a mix between through the keyhole. It's slightly voyeuristic.
That element worries me slightly. How did it start for you? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it since the first week of February,
right,
and Horton since January.
So were you a pioneer of this, do you think, here?
Yes, I was.
Really? No, seriously?
It's kind of wild. I think it's very exciting for me because, like Kirsten, for instance, she's a food writer and a chef, and all the pop-up restaurants or home restaurants, secret restaurants, whatever they're called, that have started since I started mine. They all tend to be foodies and food bloggers and chefs and all these people who are really into food.
Yep.
And I'm just this chancer, basically. there's this amazing book called This Diary Will Change Your Life, which is written by a couple of sort of situationists. And it's a day-to-day diary, and every week it gives you a foolish task to fulfil, sometimes quite subversive, sometimes really stupid. And they're... second week of this year was start a restaurant in your front room, and I instantly just clicked with that and thought, that's a great idea, I'm going to do that anyway because I can cook, and I've got a front room that's never used for anything apart from storing bikes, and so I just started it. And then Kirsten came to the first one.
And I blogged about it in my blog, The English Can Cook.
Kirsten's her nickname.
So it's sounds like a bit like the Dice Man, this book.
Yeah, it's a similar sort of thing. It's just like it's like submitting yourself to outside forces, and then that happened, and then the whole phenomenon's... I'm quite excited about it because
So how many are there now, do you reckon, in London at this moment in time?
It's about 20, 25. I mean, I've been going round to review all the others as well and get round to as many as possible. I also went to Bologna, where there's home restaurants, mothers, Italian mothers cooking in their homes.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to Berlin next month. Did we see one there? There's a bunch in Paris, but they seem to be mostly run by Americans.
What's the etiquette of it? First of all, how do people... do you invite people, or do they just find out? Do you charge your friends?
Yes, I charge everyone except my mother.
Right.
Etiquette, that's one of the things I really like about mine. I don't know, I can't speak for anybody else, but there is no etiquette.
No, but from your point of view, in terms of things like, charging people, for example, how does that work?
They just stick the money in the waiter's hand on the way out or something, or put some people have a box or whatever. Well, I don't have a problem with it because it's great food and it's an unusual experience. It's interesting company. It's nice having a mix of random people, sort of.
But can you still though invite people around who aren't going to pay and just to come round for dinner? Do you see what I mean? Doesn't it blur the line?
Occasionally invite my friends around for dinner if there's like a spare place or something, and I know the friend I've not seen for ages can't afford it or something.
I mean, sometimes if people have done me a favour, then I'll repay them by inviting them to dinner at one of my restaurant nights. Because it's more exciting to come to a restaurant night than to come to my house ordinarily for dinner.
Do you do the house up at all? Or is it just as it is? Or do you clean it?
Knickers on the radiators.
Put away the things, the
unmentionables. Well, my flat, one of the reasons I did it, because I wanted a restaurant anyway, and I happened to have a very nice flat and an arga. So
that's good.
So everything's cooked in an arga, and it looks pretty... it's pretty nice. I mean, you came and you said it looks a bit like a restaurant anyway.
It kind of looks like a French restaurant because all your stuff's French, isn't it?
Yes.
And my place, I think one of the exciting things about my place is it's like a shabby council flat and with all these sort of people crammed into it. And then they get this like really ornate Japanese food. And it's kind of...